By special request, that was Jethro Tull on your radio friend. It is 14 minutes before 11 o'clock on your Throwback Thursday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with our community conversationalist, our roving reporter, and Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst, in the studio. And requesting that song was the volunteer coordinator of the Racine County Volunteer Center, Amy Connolly. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I'm great.
We have a lot in common besides our love of Jethro Tull and classic rock music.
We do?
Yes.
Do tell.
I'm a camp director at heart.
Oh, wow.
I love working with kids. I owned a summer camp in Eagle River. I bought my boyhood summer camp when I was 24 years old. I started there at 9, Camp Menominee in Eagle River. Never wanted to leave camp.
Who does, right?
And I just love organizing fun for a purpose.
Wow.
And that's what you people do at the Volunteer Center.
Yeah,
in so many ways, not just with the youth camps that we're going to be talking about this morning.
Right.
But really, I mean, that's what life should be about, is fun with a purpose.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's, you know, this is not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah. So
tell us about, Amy, how did you get involved with the Volunteer Center?
I was bored and walked in there one day.
You wanted to have some organized fun.
I said, what can I do to help out? I was also looking for a paid job. In the meantime, I was down at Department of Workforce Development. They said, why don't you go in the Volunteer Center, see what you can do in the meantime while you look for a paid position. So I kind of stepped in there about a year and a half ago and never really left. Got assigned certain projects. And when the youth coordinator was out, I decided to fill in. So,
where'd you grow up?
West Bend.
You did?
Yeah.
We have a station in West Bend.
You do?
Cool Variety, WBKV.
WBKV, oh my gosh.
AM 1470.
That's what I listen to every morning before school.
When, about 2 years ago now, Mark? 2 years ago? Magnum Media bought four stations in the Milwaukee area, including WRJN, what became The Shore, 92.1, and WBKV and The Buzz, right? The country music station.
I think so.
Is the world getting smaller?
The world is not getting smaller. It just seems that way. So when did you end up in Racine from West Bend, and how did you get here?
Interesting. Met the man of my dreams 6 years ago. 6 months later, I picked up my life from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and moved here to Merriam.
Who's so, that?
His name's Mark Connolly.
Mark Connolly.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, we both are bikers, and we were at a rally, Christian Motorcycle Association rally. I pulled into the parking lot of the rally with a very loud scream going on my bike. The idle was revved up way too high. He walked over with a friend, and he said, excuse me, did you know that your bike is revved up way too high? Your idle. And I said, well, yeah, sure.
That's one of the great opening lines I've ever heard.
And he said,
Great pickup line.
Way to go, Mark.
Bless his heart. He took it a step backward a little bit and said, you know, any one of us here could fix that for you if you don't know how.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, go ahead. You can fix it. And by the way, my saddlebags need fixing too. They're loose. So there you go.
Did he fix both of them?
He did. Yeah, first date was a week later on Mother's Day. So he endeared me because he said, you know, this is Mother's Day and my mother's deceased. I need to go out to her gravesite, so I need to cut this date short. So
this guy's got game, Mark.
Yes.
That's very good. I always found it interesting and quite a dichotomy when, like, Hell's Angels are also part of a Christian motorcycle group.
Yep, it happens.
Are you still part of that group?
Oh, yeah. Sure, we meet once a month.
Where do they meet?
Iron Skillet.
Oh, really?
Second Saturday of the month, 9:30. Yeah, we're just getting revved up now. You know, this is our time.
Now, be very careful driving in the severe weather if you heard the last segment.
No, I did not. What's up?
David Mack from the emergency, what is it called, Mark?
Racine County Emergency Management.
Emergency Management and Lieutenant Dan Klatt from the Sheriff's Department were here giving us a heads up about not driving through severe weather.
Oh, yeah. I've chased a few storms already in my day.
What's the worst storm you ever rode your motorcycle in?
Just pouring down rain. I couldn't decide whether to pull over and let it pass because I knew it was coming, or just plow through. So I decided to plow through because I was about 2 miles from home. It was a nightmare. I mean, I couldn't see. Your helmet's all fogged. Going uphill, trying to turn. You know, you're at the crest of a hill and you're trying to turn left, and so you have to give it more gas than you normally would. And I was just so afraid of wiping out, but I didn't. It was just sheets of rain.
How many accidents have you been in?
I tipped my bike over twice.
Because you know what they say about motorcycle riders. There's only two kinds. Ones that have been in accidents and ones that are going to be in accidents.
That's true. If somebody says that they've never tipped their bike, they are lying.
What is the attraction? Please explain to me. I've got six children. I love kids.
Oh, really?
I worked with kids at the summer camp. I got six of them myself with Dawn. And my second son, our second son, Jacob, just got a motorcycle. And he never had ridden before. It freaks me out. Of course, motorcycle riders love it. What is the attraction to riding a motorcycle?
Part of it, honestly,
well, I would hope you'd be honest.
Was to meet single men. I'm not going to lie.
And it worked, apparently.
Well, and it's the free wind blowing through your hair. I mean, which group sings that? I'm at a loss for now.
Do you wear a helmet?
Sometimes. Not when I'm with my husband, because I can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, and that's very important in the successful relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that's our together time. You know, I can't hear him. You know, my head's bopping in the way of trying to figure out what he's saying. But when I'm riding myself, then yeah.
Well, ride carefully.
Thank you.
Not through severe weather.
Okay.
And if you would have to suggest to a child or a young person, what is more important, going to camp or learning how to ride a motorcycle?
How young of a person?
Let's say a person that's 15 contemplating getting their license.
You know, the motorcycle, you can make your own memories with that, too. I mean, camps, it's all about memories. You know what I mean?
That is exactly right.
Yep. With the motorcycle, you can do both.
They have done studies on the importance of memories. And what the researchers found is that the adults who have the best memories from childhood are the most stable adults. And, of course, camp is an amazing place. Mm-hmm. To get great memories. Mm-hmm. How does the Volunteer Center facilitate those summer camps for the kids in our area?
How do we
facilitate them? What's provided for the kids?
What kinds of camps do we have?
Yeah, that's a better
variety.
Way of saying it.
Yeah, for leading in for the camps. Well, we've got everything from working at a food bank, St. Vincent de Paul, to Riverbend. Am I saying that right?
Riverbend Nature Center.
I'm still kind of new to the area. And you'd think I'd know these because I set them up. But Eco Justice Center is a huge favorite. What else have we got? We've got, kind of on the spot here. Think. I don't have my sheet in front of me.
Sports type camps at all?
No, we don't do this. They're service oriented. So when you're out at Eco Justice, you're not going to be walking around and, okay, that's a llama. You're going to be working.
Cleaning up
the stuff and
the stuff.
The llama doo doo.
Yeah.
See, we don't have a delay on this, so I said stuff.
You said stuff.
Yeah, that's called quality radio. Yeah. She is a quality person. Her name is Amy Connolly. She is with the Volunteer Center of Racine County. She is the volunteer coordinator. We're talking about the youth opportunities. Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN on your Throwback Thursday. So you're encouraging kids to participate while encouraging them to get involved in the community at the same time. That's a pretty good double win, I think.
Yep, you know, and I push the ones that are like Ridgewood Senior Citizens.
The Ridgewood Care Center.
Right. Care Center. We got those opportunities for kids, too, so not just the outdoor ones.
How many kids will be participating?
Hopefully 75 to 100. And this is a grant sponsored by SC Johnson. It's a big grant. So these camps are complimentary. Provide your own lunch and transportation, but other than that, they're free to the kids.
So they're not the traditional type camps which Glenn were involved with, you know, where there's the swimming and the biking and hiking and roasting marshmallows. These are camps that where kids actually find out how to volunteer at different parts of our community.
Absolutely. finding out the benefits of serving.
And what are the age range of the kids that can participate?
11 to 18 for most camps. Some of them are 14 to 18.
Of the kids that have participated in the summer programs previously, how many of them go on to be more involved in the volunteer center, do you think?
That's a good question.
That's why I get the big bucks, Amy.
Because you ask big questions?
I ask a good question.
Good questions, yeah.
You know, I don't have that data in front of me, but I do know where it is in a file cabinet. Sorry, I can't really answer that.
Well, get us that information anytime that you can, and
pass it along. Yeah, I know. This is a great time to advertise.
You're doing great. How can people get more information about the Volunteer Center program for the kids?
For the kids? Call them, 886-9612. 886-9612. Stop into the Volunteer Center. We're at 6216 Washington Avenue.
Amy, would you say that the camps are a good way to start out young people in teaching them what volunteering is all about?
Absolutely. We need to get a way to market this not only to the students, which we are doing a very good job. Last week's luncheon that we had, awards luncheon, we had several high schools represented there. But we need to get this information west of the interstate, too, because Burlington and Union Grove are part of Racine County, too. So if anybody out there knows how to get this information to Burlington, Union Grove, and Waterford, that would be great.
You know, you mentioned the high schools, and I was at the luncheon last Friday, too, doing my roving reporter. In fact, I was a judge. But a lot of the high schools now make volunteering a needed part of the curriculum. And that must help your center.
That does, because they automatically sort of come to us. And so we have developed a booklet of all sorts of different non-for-profits that are looking for volunteer help and will accept kids. So we have that readily available. We also have it online. If you call, we can email you an attachment with that booklet. And that's just the beginning, because there's like 400 agencies in the county.
What's the website?
VolunteerRacine.org, www.volunteer.
All right, so if you've got a young person who you're looking for something very positive and proactive to do with this summer, this is a great opportunity. And Mark, you know this because of your vast volunteer experience and just your support of all these causes in the community. When somebody volunteers and gives of themselves, they really get back more than they give, don't they?
I absolutely believe that, 110%, yeah. I got a Lifetime Achievement Award for my volunteering from the Corporate Volunteer Council. And as I say, you got to find something you kind of got a passion for, something that you're really interested in. And once you do that and then start working with that organization or for that organization and providing your services, your talents, whatever you can do, you're absolutely right. You get it back twofold.
And, of course, everybody has a passion for picking up llama poop. I mean, no doubt about that.
I think they're called alpacas. What are they called out there?
Alpacas?
Yeah.
All right, well, she is Amy Connolly. She's with the Volunteer Center of Racine County. She's the volunteer coordinator, and she is providing opportunities for the young people in our area to volunteer, to do something very positive with at least part of their summer. You're outside, you're in the fresh air, except when you're smelling the alpaca feces. Thanks a lot for coming in. This wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
All right, what's the number again people can call at the Volunteer Center?
262-886-9612.
And the website one more time?
www.volunteerracine.org.
Thank you very much.
All lowercase, no spaces.
Thanks for helping our community.
Thank you.
And are you recovered from the Cubs' loss yesterday?
Oh, sure. I mean, how many of those we're going to have this year?
Well, I was really hoping that we would sweep the Cardinals. When's our next game?
Tonight. We're in Cincinnati for four games right now.
Tonight's the game one of that series.
Right.
Against the Reds. The Brewers won a game yesterday.
Doubled up on the Twins.
Yeah, that's
10-5.
Very good. 10-5. Yep. All right. Well, thank you. And we're going to be tonight at the RAMAC dinner, Speaker Paul Ryan.
Yeah, that should be very, very interesting.
You're going to bring your roving reporter suit?
No, but I'll be dressed up.
He cleans up pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though he looks like Joe Madden.
He can clean me up. You just can't take me anywhere.
Are you going to be doing some interviews out there?
I don't know yet. I'll have my recorder with me.
Well, I can also tell you, beautiful humans, that the Speaker of the United States of America, Paul Ryan, who will be in Racine at the RAMAC dinner tonight, is going to be on this quality radio station Monday morning.
Yes, he will.
So stay tuned for that.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
WRJN covers the world at 11 o'clock.
Shaky ceasefire. Target the governor. I'm Michael Toscano. President Obama warning that the ceasefire in Syria may be breaking down. Wrapping up meetings in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Obama.